Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life Path 22-4. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 42-6 and possum energy at this eclipse. So let's talk about possum energy first, because it does actually work really beautifully with the 42-6 energy that you're going to be working with. It also works really beautifully with your own energy of the 4 and the 22. So with possum, of course, the first thing we think of with possum is the playing dead, right? So when it feels threatened, it plays dead, and then it, you know, creates the illusion that, you know, why would the predator want to eat the possum, because, you know, it's dead. So it creates that sort of, it has a strategy, right? There's a method to that madness. So there's definitely something here with possum energy coming through that's requiring strategy, requiring a plan. If there's any area where you've been procrastinating or putting things off or feeling a little bit like discombobulated, this is a great time to get an action plan and then stick to that action plan and see it through to completion, which isn't difficult for fours typically, but this is going to be a time where you really need to kind of put that to use, I would say, over the next 6 months. That planning, that strategy, having a system in place, something like that. And that is going to help you to feel more secure, more safe, right? Like, which is what the possum does when it plays dead. It makes it feel more safe. That's sort of the strategy behind this, right? Is to get a plan in place that makes you feel good, right? And helps you to take whatever risk is necessary in the months that follow. The other thing I would say that's interesting with possum, if you think about a possum, it's pretty much got fur everywhere except for like on its nose and on its hands. I think there might be some areas on its ears as well. But anyway, especially on its hands, it's basically just skin, right? There's no fur there. So it's exposed to the elements. And so that can sometimes, that can create frostbite, that can create issues for the possum. And the reason why I'm kind of talking about this is because there's definitely something here with this energy of the 42-6 for you all that's asking you to be vulnerable and to share your feelings and to express yourself and to express your emotions, to tap into your emotions and to share those emotions. But really, vulnerability is a huge piece of the puzzle for the next 6 months for you all. So if there's any area where you've been a little bit too stoic or disconnected from your feelings or your emotions, or where it is that you've been sort of safeguarding yourself or protecting yourself in some way, so that you don't get quote unquote hurt, right? This is going to be a time where you're probably going to have to put yourself out there and be a little bit more vulnerable. And through that vulnerability, you will see people feel more drawn to you. They feel more connected to you. They feel more at ease with you. And so, and opportunities may open up and surface from that vulnerability. So, you know, is there potential of getting hurt? Of course, always, right? And we don't really thwart that by not being vulnerable, by being overly protective. You know, it's part of life. And what we can do when things go south is learn from those experiences, right? Extract the wisdom. So I would say there's definitely going to be some vulnerability that's needed during the next 6 months for sure. And you'll know what area of life that's going to be for you if that pertains to you. And I would say you just got to go for it. You just got to put yourself out there. If it's something where, you know, you tried something and it didn't work out and now you're feeling a little bit anxious or have a lot of self-doubt around it, this is going to be a period of time, I think, where you're going to be pushed to put yourself out there and try again, right? Kind of like the whole analogy of, you know, if when you fall off the horse, you got to get back on. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get very far, type of thing. So there could be some areas of life, whether it's with relationships, you know, work, projects, creativity, whatever, where you've just got to put yourself back out there. You got to try again. You got to be a little bit of, be a little vulnerable and own your limitations, right? How can you work with them? How can you manage them? And some you may be able to overcome, some you may not, but you won't know until you, you know, acknowledge them, put them out into the world to ask for that assistance. Okay. Now for the 42-6 energy, this is actually really beautiful energy. This is about contracts and agreements getting settled now. This could also be, you know, new, very fulfilling friendships, connections. The 42-6 is the vibration of love. So, you know, you could see soulmates come in now. You could see very deep, deep connections. Changes to the home are very possible at this time. So marriage or adoption, having a baby, are very much a possibility now. Meeting someone, just, you know, very destined, very fated connections are very, very possible at this time. So, you know, through friendships, just again, work contracts also could come up around this time, or work partnerships. So just the whole gamut of relationships, but definitely soulmates for sure, could definitely come in around this time. Someone who has the potential to impact your life on a much deeper level and to open yourself up to a side of yourself that maybe you haven't seen, aren't familiar with, or have shut off to the world, right? And usually people and relationships have the power to do that. So very possible at this time. I would also say that, you know, it's possible for misunderstandings to occur at this time, because anytime we're working with other people, and I do think that this is going to be a period of time where, again, relationships are at the forefront, connections are at the forefront, collaborations. Anytime we're working with other people or other people are working with us, there's always the possibility for misunderstandings or miscommunication. And what I would say is be very, very careful about allowing those misunderstandings or those miscommunications to create some level of separation. This is going to be an opportunity for you to, instead of creating, you know, divisiveness or separation from those disagreements or misunderstandings, to find better ways to work through them, to come together, to harmonize, to find unity over that separation. And it's going to require you to probably swallow your pride. It might require you to be the bigger person. It might require you to initiate some kind of conversation, to come to some kind of solution. 22 fours, fours in general, are very solution focused. And so this is actually a really a strength of yours to find the solution. But in that process, especially under this illumination, you will probably be charged with finding the solution, but you're going to have to be vulnerable in the process. You're going to have to connect on a deeper level emotionally, right? So for some of you, that might be very easy. For others of you, that might be a challenge. And you'll just have to find ways to move through it. And I think what you'll find is over the next 6 months to a year, your relationships will deepen. Your connectivity with others will deepen. You'll find that sense of security through that vulnerability. So beautiful energy here. Love it for you all. And you might just find a great amount of success happen through that process as well. So especially with contracts and agreements. So beautiful energy, 22 fours. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.